Hey friends, I am Dr. Praveen Banodkar, a dermatologist at Skin Crest Clinic. I have an experience of over 14 years into clinical and aesthetic dermatology practice. What am I going to be speaking on today? Today I am going to be speaking on artificial intelligence and dermatology. Artificial intelligence or AI. AI is everywhere. The emails that we reply, the customers, chat services that we deal with daily, our orders online for food products, groceries, the bank work, we are practically chatting or dealing with chatbots on a daily basis. Medically, in practice, it helps us in scheduling our appointments, and there are apps from Google and so many others that can help in diagnosing skin conditions ranging from skin cancers to even simple things like acne, eczemas and psoriasis. It has been known since some time that artificial intelligence has a potential to help clinicians care for patients and treat diseases, from improving the screening process for breast cancer to help detect tuberculosis more effectively or even efficiently. When we combine these advances in AI with other technologies like smartphone, cameras, we can unlock newer ways for people to stay better informed about their health too. However, let me warn you that you cannot use these apps for a personal diagnosis. It can just give you a guidance and guidance alone. It can never replace the dermatologist, as clinical diagnosis is the most specific and sensitive thing. Example, you get a cough and you search for cough and treatments for the cough online, and it can tell you weird and freaky stuff that you would die the next day. So do not go by these apps blindly. Do get them confirmed by your doctor. Similarly, in dermatology or skin, do get them confirmed by the dermatologist. Use these apps as a guidance and guidance alone. Example, a mole may be bleeding. The app may diagnose it as a skin cancer. It may not take the history of the patient. As dermatologists, it is our responsibility to take a proper medical history, a dermatological history, and understand from our patients that the mole is bleeding because it may have got nicked while shaving or scratching. So that's where the apps falter. So through the apps, you cannot get a holistic view that a dermatologist can provide you. It has many advantages, like in remote areas of the world, it can help in diagnosing diseases, be a good guidance for doctors located in remote areas. So overall, artificial intelligence has its pros and cons. It can help in managing health goals for the country in general. It feels great to share this information with you all. Do direct message me or leave your comment feedbacks on Instagram handle @ Dr. Praveen Banodkar. Have a great day and a wonderful year ahead. Signing off, Dr. Praveen Banodkar.